Last month, we spoke with former Onion editor Joe Garden about the phenomenon of real-world Onion-style headlines. That is, actual headlines that sound as if they were written for the satirical newspaper. Joe said he used to get suggestions for these all the time.
The hard thing was when you're sort of cornered at a party and somebody pitches you a news event that they think would be a great Onion headline, and then you sort of have to be like, ah, oh, yeah, well, I'll get right on that. I think people really don't understand that it takes more than just a goofy series of circumstances put in a headline form. You know, you're actually trying to form a decent cohesive joke that makes a point in as few words as possible.
We asked our fearless listeners to send in examples that actually would make good Onion headlines, and you did. Thanks, guys. Joe is back to review and pick a winner. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brooke, and thank you, everybody, for sending in your examples.
Yeah, some of them really did eerily mirror The Onion, didn't they?
They did, as a matter of fact. There was some that actually mirrored it to the point where I was reminded immediately of other articles that we'd run in the past.
Like what?
Well, from Andrew Yeteau, I believe it is. Mitsubishi CEO, colon, quote, I don't know why people buy a Mitsubishi. And it reminded me of a story we ran, even CEO can't figure out how Radio Shack's still in business. So I wonder if the CEO of Mitsubishi is an Onion fan. Maybe he's just sort of trying to audition.
Or maybe just seduce with his candor.
Oh, that always works. Like, I feel sorry for that man. I think I'll buy a Mitsubishi.
So give me another example of a real headline that just hit you over the head with its onionosity.
Swiss woman living entirely on sunlight dies somehow. That was sent to us by Jonathan Kay. And that reminded me, we did a story. It was an editorial by a woman. I lost 30 pounds in 30 days and died. It's a little knowing. The headline writer was a little bit knowing in that respect, but it was definitely on the right track.
Speaking of knowingness, there were a number like that. There was a Nickelback one. Lucky guy falls off cliff, misses Nickelback concert.
Right.
This was from Peter Kelly in Chicago. It was on MSN. They were doing Onion there, weren't they?
Well, it's interesting because way back in the day, in the old pre-internet Onion, we used to do the campus crime roundup. We'd go to the University of Wisconsin police files, and we'd sort of like look at the best, you know, the best reports. And after a while, we found out, you know, after a few years of doing that, the police actually started wording their reports a little bit more carefully to see if they could get into the Onion campus crime roundup. And this is sort of this on a more macro level.
This is a political season, and so we saw a lot of election-related headlines. Give me some bipartisan faves.
Of course, because I'm fair and balanced. And one of them was poll, Obama leads big among those unlikely to vote. Submitted by two people, Stephen Schwartz and Andrew Caldwell. That really could be an Onion headline, trumpeting the political partisanship of people that just won't ever get around to getting off.
That was from Talking Points Memo. I don't think they meant to amuse with that, though.
No, Talking Points Memo doesn't really go out of their way to pander to a joke crowd.
Nor does NPR, but this was a headline on its website, the one about Ryan.
Right. This was a close call for one of my favorites as well. Ryan's taxes show gap between Romney and the not-so-rich. It's a good way to sort of show the disconnect of the political process from the normal voter. It couched in a very nice, concise headline.
And that was submitted by Rick Nemenick. Before we get to your favorite,
okay.
I want to say mine.
Okay, hit it.
This is from Tom Bohannon. It's news on cancer drug fails to raise false hopes.
That actually hit me pretty well, too. It's funny. I like that a lot. Honestly, I wanted to see the whole story behind it because I'm curious to know where exactly they were going with it. But it's a pretty fantastic idea.
So let's play a drum roll.
I'd rather have a trumpet fanfare if we could.
What's your favorite? Where's it from? And why?
My favorite was sent in by Jack Graham of Portland, Oregon. It is from KGW.com, and the headline is Pot Legalization, Big Topic at Seattle Hemp Fest.
Because of its inevitability?
Yeah. What else is going to be on the table at the Seattle Hemp Fest? Of course, there was a loud minority that was saying, oh, this is preposterous. Marijuana should be illegal. I mean, you can't really report on that. I like it. It's also great because the sort of square way it dealt with the topic of marijuana. Number one. And number two, I feel like it was a very obvious thing. It sort of...
It's sort of the modern day equivalent of dog bites man.
Yes, it's exactly that. It's like this is clearly a big news event if there's enough people there. But if a bunch of people are sort of stoned out of their minds, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of coherent talking points out of anybody.
So I guess Jack Graham from Portland gets the mug.
Congratulations, Jack Graham. Your mug is on its way.
You could put a seedling in it.
Let it grow, dude. Let it grow.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Brooke.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Alex Goldman, PJ Vogt, Sara Abdurrahman, and Chris Neary, with more help from Mythili Rao, Lita Martinez, and Ariel Stolberg. Special thanks this week to WNYC archivist Andy Lancet, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Andrew Dunn.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Ellen Horn is WNYC's senior director of national programs. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find transcripts at onthemedia.org. You can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And you can email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org if you dare. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.